Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners. The second item I have for you is the endorsement of the Odell Spring Creek property acquisition. The proposed acquisition is roughly 100 acres immediately east of the existing Ennis fishing access site on the Madison River. This site is extremely unique in that it would allow public access to the Odell Spring Creek and Bear Creek, which are both tributaries to the Madison. It would be the only Spring Creek opportunity that we would have within our FWP FAS program. And it would significantly help fulfilling with goals of access and recreation planning in that area along the Madison. There's been multiple conservation partners that have expressed interest in helping FWP acquire this for the FAS program. Endorsement by the commission would allow the staff to continue with their due diligence process, including conducting an environmental assessment and a public scoping process, and to then further work with the landowners and our conservation partners that would help us acquire this site to add to the NSFAS. Staff would recommend approval of the endorsement to pursue the acquisition opportunity for the Odell Spring Creek property. I could answer any questions.
Thank you, Dustin. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'd move the Fish and Wildlife Commission authorize the department to pursue a fishing access site on the Madison River on the property currently owned by the Two Creeks Estate, LLC.
I will second.
I have a motion and second. Any comments or questions from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, this is an amazing opportunity, I think, for Region 3. Odell Creek and Bear Creek, actually the confluence together on the property, both have in them. It's also right next to the town of Ennis and the town or in the Ennis fishing access site. So it is an incredibly opportune time to acquire that property, increase the diversity of angling opportunity right near the town of Ennis. I just have to, I'm just ecstatic about the opportunity.
Thank you, Commissioner Byerth. Yeah, I would agree with that. I know where this is, and I've been able to fish Odell Spring Creeks a couple times. Pretty amazing water and amazing restoration project that some landowners there have undertaken to re-meander that and bring it back to what it was. Any other comments or questions from the commission before I send it out to the public? Okay, Sean, if we have anybody in line, please
Chairman, click on. We have four in line to comment, or five, excuse me.
Great, thank you. As you're unmuted, please state your name and where you're from and who you might represent, and then provide us your comments.
Go ahead, John. Hello.
Hello.
This is Chris and John Houck at the L Western in Ennis.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, we own the L Western property, which is adjacent to the land that is in question here. And we do have some concerns. One is the property lines come right up to our backyard. To not only our home, but also to our cabins. So we're concerned about trespassers. We're also concerned about the fact that if this becomes a public land, then hunting will be more prevalent. Again, shooting right in our backyard is a little unnerving to us. Another issue that we are concerned about is that fishery, the Odell, is a very special habitat area. And it would be, I think it would be dangerous to the habitat for there to be a lot of people trying to fish on that creek. Right now, we have an agreement with the neighboring motel, the Rainbow Valley, and the landowner that we can control the number of people that fish that. And we control that with the 4 rods per day. And that's all we allow on the fishery. Any more than that, then it starts to get a little jumbled up. And they charge, we charge $60 and we pay the landowner a portion of that fee. We get a very small amount. So our concern is that we want you to take a real good hard look at this option here. If it does go through, we would like to have a say in perhaps purchasing a buffer area behind our property so that we can try to minimize the number of trespassers. And if that happens, you know, there's not a whole lot of Bear Creek to fish on there, and Bear Creek isn't a very good fishery. Right now, if you looked at it, it's got a lot of runoff and it's muddy, and it runs into the Odell right there by the highway. And so from that point on, the Odell is no longer a really true spring creek. So anyway, those are some of my comments. Hope you take that into consideration.
Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Howe. I'm sure that as Region 3 and folks work through that, they'll be in touch with the Hawks and any other neighbors and landowners that will be affected and open discussions with them. And appreciate you taking the time to get on today and share your concerns. It's important for the commission to understand the impacts it could have on others, because we want to be good neighbors. Further comments from the public.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Again, Clayton Elliott, ELLIOTT, here today representing Montana Trout Unlimited. Just wanted to, again, thank Dustin and his team for bringing this proposal forward. Obviously, it is a proposal for endorsement, and there are a lot of opportunities moving forward to talk through what this could look like. But I do want to just underscore the significance of this proposal and this opportunity, I think, both for the FAS system and for anglers and for the educational opportunity it also presents. Mr. Chairman, as you mentioned, there's a great deal and amount of work that have gone into Odell Creek to bring back the quality of fishing and opportunity there, but also the importance of a spawning tributary to the Madison in that section. I think that this, you know, as we went through the process of acquiring Big Arm State Park and the real crown jewel of a park that is within the state park system, I think this is an equal opportunity within the FAS system to both tell an important story about restoration and wild trout conservation, but also to provide a world-class fishing opportunity for Spring Creek within the FAS system for the members of the public, not only here in Montana, but I think across the West, a unique opportunity. So there's a lot of roads still to go down on this project, and we look forward to being involved and included through that process and engaged with our membership, both in the Bozeman area, Butte area, local chapters there. And certainly, I think even something like this would attract interest from national TU partners and members as well. We know the price tag will be steep, and we know that there will be a lot of work to still be hammered out as we go forward. But I think this is such a tremendous opportunity to highlight the importance of the FAS system and the importance of equal opportunity for all Montanans to fish something like this. As well as that educational and restoration component. So we're excited about this, look forward to being involved and engaged, and recognize this is one step and many as we move forward. So I hope that the commission will look favorably on endorsing this and going out through the process of engaging the public and adjacent landowners like the Hawks and others as we find an opportunity to make this a reality. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Elliott. Further public comment.
Mr. Chairman, this is Mitch King with the Montana's Outdoor Legacy Foundation. I'd like to express my endorsement and the endorsement of the foundation for this project. I think it's a great opportunity, and the foundation will commit to working with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks and other organizations like Western Rivers and others to help make this a reality, as well as working with the landowners to take care of the issues that were previously discussed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. King. Further public comment.
Good morning, commissioners. This is Nick Jeebach with the Montana Wildlife Federation, and in the interest of brevity, I just would like to echo Clayton Elliott's comments, you know, and add that just over a year ago, I had the good fortune of touring the private ranch in which the restoration of Odell was conducted with Jeff Laszlo, the owner, and it was amazing the pride he took in that project and what they did. And, you know, that was one of the projects that Alex Diekman, those of you who knew him, worked on. And, you know, Alex's conservation legacy of more than 90,000 acres secured for the public. And Alex said before he passed away, unfortunately, in 2016, that was the proudest of all the projects he worked on. So I just hope we can move forward with this project and get this done while also listening to the adjoining landowner, because of course we want to be good neighbors and good stewards of that. So we give this a hearty me too and hope we can get this done. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jeebach. Any further public comment?
Yes, this is Willis Yarberry. I'm with Western Rivers Conservancy. That's Yarberry. We too are very supportive of this acquisition and intend to be transactionally involved. And we look forward to working with both the agency and particularly with the adjacent neighbors on the appropriate plans and use for this property. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Yarberry. I appreciate you commenting on this project today. Any further public comment?
Chair Colton, members of the commission, that's it for public comment.
Thank you, Katie. I'll turn it back to the commission for any questions or comments they may have.
I guess, Mr. Chairman, it goes without saying, but like our commenters mentioned, it's really important that we engage the adjacent landowners, including the Hawks, but also the upstream landowners, and the Longhorn and the Granger Ranches as well.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner Byard. Any further questions or comments from the commission? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.